One of my all-time favorite epic movie series is Lord of the Rings. I confess I have tried on numerous occasions to read the books, but I have never gotten past the first few chapters of The Fellowship of the Ring, in which Frodo and Sam set off through the old forest and meet Tom Bombadil. In other words, I've never made it out of the Shire. At this point, I'm not even sure if my desire to read the books all the way through is an honest-to-goodness hope or complete wishful thinking. Still, I have watched the movies multiple times. My favorite scene comes when the road ahead looks bleak and poor Frodo Baggins feels the weight of the burden he carries is too great for him. His shoulders slump and his expression falls, and he says, "I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened." To which Gandalf replies, "So do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us." It is interesting that the quote falls in the middle of the first movie when a lot of bad things have already happened to Frodo and he's been put to the test numerous times. Yet if you have seen the movie, or if you've actually read the book, you know there is still a lot more hardship to come, especially if you think in terms of the entire trilogy. Yet J.R.R. Tolkien chose to have Frodo and Gandalf share this moment together in the midst of their troubles. It was a moment of respite, a moment to find way for hope moving forward. The book of Jeremiah could be seen in the same way. It was written around the time of the Babylonian occupation of Jerusalem in the 6th century BCE. In her book on Jeremiah entitled Pain and Promise, Dr. Kathleen O'Connor speculates that historians downplay the trauma that the people of Jerusalem must have felt in order to hold fast to what can be proven through evidence. In other words, we cannot know the exact emotional state of every person in the city at that time. Only what archaeological evidence tells us took place. But Dr. O'Connor suggests that the depth of suffering described in Lamentations and Jeremiah points to a period of immense pain and tribulation. Just as Gandalf offers encouragement to Frodo in the midst of despair, the author of Jeremiah provides a respite in the middle of the book from themes of death, destruction, and judgment that were the first 29 chapters of the book. In chapters 30 to 33, the author provides a glimmer of hope for a utopian existence beyond the harsh realities of their time. From our reading today, God promises, "In those days, at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land." This is the hope of all who see such times, and this is the time of year when people come together to rejoice in a season of hope. One of the things that I love most about this season is the Christmas music that floods the radio and retail shops and restaurants. It has a way of infiltrating the dim places in our lives and rejuvenating our energy and enthusiasm to enjoy life and loved ones. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear, you're singing it in your head, aren't you? Mm-hmm. I love to listen to the Joy FM on the radio. This is a progress for me year-round. I listen to this radio station. This station began in Tampa, Florida, not far from where I grew up. In fact, I was probably about 4 when this radio station was founded. And it has expanded over the years all the way up to Chattanooga. Their motto is helping you find joy, which is our theme for week 3 of Advent, not this week. But I wanted to mention it now in case you'd like to tune in to 95.3. This is not a plug. They're not paying me to say all of this. They play a mixture of secular, traditional, contemporary, and sacred Christmas music that reminds us not just of joy, but of the hope that we find in Jesus Christ. Be prepared, if you choose to listen to this station, to pull over if you're driving when a song stirs up emotion and anticipation of the Christ child. If you are like me, the tears will prevent you from driving safely on the road. If hope is the desire for something that is likely to take place, we sometimes confuse the meaning of Christmas with wishful thinking. I wish Jesus would come again and set things right. Yet there are times when a song or a poem or a message or even a line from a movie strikes a chord of eternal truth, causing my pulse to quicken and the hairs on my arms to stand straight up. It isn't just that people seem to be more cheerful and friendly during the holidays. It isn't just that the lights and sounds of the season distract us from the painful realities all around us. It isn't just that news media interrupts the wars in Ukraine and Palestine to give you the best recipe for eggnog. Advent is about the embodied love of God, delivered to the world in the form of a baby. I want you all to do something uncomfortable, and I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think of this child. Feel his soft skin, the weight of his little body resting on your arm. His tiny fingers are wrapped around yours. Smell the new baby smell of him, the powdery scent of his hair. Hear him gurgle and coo. See the twinkle in his eyes as he looks deeply into your own, as if you alone are the reason he has come. This is the season when we can see our Creator face to face, when we can snuggle up with him and hold him close, when we begin to believe once more that he will overcome the evils of this world and restore justice and peace. This is our hope. May it be so. Amen.